Little brother, Alfred Bowder is not here today, unfortunately, but just to say, because he would say it if he was here, we're all in God's school. We're all in the school of grace. And grace is teaching us. We're under its instruction. It's a wonderful thing. The Lord Jesus has not only appeared and not only saved our souls, but he's teaching us even now and brought out how to live. Just to repeat something Brother Brian said earlier this morning, that Christianity is not characterized by what it finds, but what it brings. And how wonderful that you and I aren't just left where we were, but grace is teaching us so that even here we might reflect the Lord Jesus. Someone quoted earlier Philippians chapter 1, he that has begun a good work in you will complete it in the day of Jesus Christ. That work is going on even today, and it's going to be completed in that day that we'll get to it next. But when the Lord Jesus appears, we're going to be seen to be like him. That's amazing grace that you and I, who are far from God, not only from him, but in our ways, that we are being formed here to be like him, that in our thoughts, our actions, all that we do, we might reflect something of him. But just to connect with what other John said, denying comes first. There's things that have to be put off. Things of the old man, collecting the Colossians and Ephesians. Denying ungodliness. That's how the world lives, without God. They take no account of God. And it's very sad. We see even leaders, political leaders, whatever, in this country, in our countries, they take no account of God in their actions. But now as believers, we're to deny ungodliness. We're to live in the light of his presence. And then worldly lust, all that characterizes this world, what this world seeks after, fame, fortune, all of that, that's not to motivate us anymore. What motivated the Lord Jesus here? Father, not my will, but thine be done. And that should be seen in my life and your life too. We'll get on then to the soberly, righteously, and justly. That's what's to be seen now in our lives.